This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia demanded on Friday NATO rescind a 2008 commitment to Ukraine and Georgia that they would one day become members, and said the alliance should not promise to deploy or should promise to not deploy weapons in countries bordering Russia that could threaten its security. The demands by the Russian Foreign Ministry were its fullest statement yet on the security guarantees President Vladimir Putin says he wants to obtain from the United States and its allies. They include regular defense dialogue and avoiding near misses between military planes and warships. It follows a two-hour video call this week between Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden. But the demand for an effective Russian veto on NATO membership for Ukraine is something that Washington and Kiev have already ruled out. A group of anti-vaxxers in Greece is risking charges of kidnapping after they assaulted a school principal on Friday for enforcing coronavirus restrictions. The attackers handcuffed the school principal and dragged him to the local police station, claiming they had arrested him, police and judicial officials said. But as soon as they arrived at the police station, the nine men and two women were themselves detained. They could also face other charges, including using violence against civil servants, disrupting public services, and violating measures for the prevention of the disease. Greece's ministers of civil protection condemned the attack. Quote, such behavior is provocative and unacceptable, and police should not allow it to be repeated, he said in a statement on Friday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday imposed extensive human rights-related sanctions on dozens of peoples and entities in China, Myanmar, North Korea, and Bangladesh. Canada and Britain joined the U.S. in imposing sanctions related to human rights abuse in Myanmar, while Washington also imposed the first new sanctions on North Korea under President Joe Biden's administration. It targeted Myanmar military entities, among others, an action marking Human Rights Day. The U.S. Treasury Department also says it added Chinese artificial intelligence company SenseTime to a list of, quote, Chinese military industrial complex companies, accusing it of having developed facial recognition programs that can determine a target's ethnicity with a particular focus on identifying ethnic Uyghurs. As a result, it will fall under an investment ban for U.S. investors. U.N. experts and rights groups estimate more than 1 million people, mainly Uyghurs and members of other Muslim minorities, have been detained in recent years in a vast system of camps in China's far west region of Xinjiang. China denies abuses, but the U.S. government and many rights groups say Beijing is carrying out genocide there. More than 30,000 people in northern Cameroon have fled to Chad after ethnic clashes at the weekend, claiming at least 22 lives, the UN's refugee agency said on Friday. Violence broke out in a border village on Sunday in a dispute between herders, fishermen, and farmers over dwindling water resources, the UNHCR said in a statement issued from Geneva. It then spread to neighboring villages, 10 of which have been burned to the ground. The clashes have displaced thousands inside the country, quote, forcing more than 30,000 people to flee to neighboring Chad, the UNHCR said. Quote, at least 22 people have been killed and 30 others seriously injured during several days of ongoing fighting. And India's top general was cremated in New Delhi on Friday with full military honors, including a 17-gun salute, 2 days after he and 12 others died in a helicopter crash in southern India. India's first chief of defense staff, the leader of one of the world's largest armed forces, and his entourage had been flying to a hillside military college on Wednesday when their helicopter came down in heavy fog. Only one person survived the accident. The Indian Air Force is investigating. Hundreds of soldiers escorted the carriage bearing the 63-year-old general's body on its final journey through India's capital. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.